Now we have an insight into repetitive functions that enables us to view this pastoral symphony, the sixth symphony in F. We've got to be careful about this metaphorical mix-up. The sixth symphony, and to view all that Beethovenian repeating with new comprehension, and to see exactly how he transforms garden variety repetition into metaphor. In other words, how he prevents garden variety repetition from becoming garden variety boredom by the magic of transformations. In the interest of clarity, let's reduce that opening melodic material to its component parts. Bar one, which we'll call the head of the theme. Then bar two, this jaunty rhythmic motive, which let's call the, let's call it the jaunty motive. And finally, bars three and four, which being all scale-wise, can be called the scale-wise motive. Now, do you remember how Beethoven began at this point to develop that material in what seemed to be mere repetition of the thematic head and the jaunty motive? And you remember that we immediately found a transformation of that jaunty motive, which was originally into this, a simple figure of musical speech called inversion. Just as the phrase, roses are red, can be inverted to red are roses, resulting in a more poetic structure. But there's also another figure of speech at work here called fragmentation, which transforms the repetition even further. You see, these two developmental bars are split up and shared by two different voices. That is, we hear the second violins play the head motive, and the first violins answer with the already transformed jaunty motive. And that makes it a double transformation.